Temple Grandin, How the Girl Who Loved Cows Embraced Autism and Changed the World, by Cy Montgomery, narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Plato. Foreword by Temple Grandin. Throughout my career, I have worked to improve the treatment of farm animals because we owe it to domestic animals to give them a decent life. My work with animals started in high school when I spent time in a stable taking care of 9 horses. At that time, my world revolved around grooming, riding, and showing horses in local shows. Summer trips to my aunt's ranch introduced me to the West and to cattle. As I became more and more interested in cattle, I had increasing concerns about how they were being handled and treated. In the early 1970s, when I started working with livestock, many of the cowboys were really rough with the animals. This motivated me to find better ways of handling cows when they were run through a chute for vaccinations. Today, half of the cattle in the United States and Canada are handled in systems I have designed for meatpacking plants. Some of my greatest reforms came about through working with McDonald's and other major restaurant chains on animal welfare audits and meat plant inspections. Audits and inspections by these large meat buyers forced plant managers to correctly operate the systems I had designed. To ensure that animals are treated calmly and with respect requires both well-designed equipment and managers committed to good practices. Before I started my career with animals, I was one of those kids who did not